Call today.
So do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. We finished out last hour starting a topic about the Selective Service, which is also really a topic about the draft. One of our listeners, who is 17, just turning 18, something like that, was recently sent his Selective Service card. And inevitably, he's wondering if he should bother filling it out. Because it doesn't appear that the Selective Service really tends to do anything with the people that don't fill out the cards. There have been just a handful of people that have been prosecuted over the years for this. And, I mean, I'm talking about over decades, apparently. So, is it safe to not fill out the Selective Service card? Maybe. Should you fill it out? I wish that I had known what I know today when I was 17, because if I had known what I know today, I wouldn't have done it. But I did do it because I was scared. And there's good reason to be scared. They make threats on this thing. They threaten you with a multi-hundred-thousand-dollar fines. They threaten you with 5 years in jail, federal prison, and as well as a few other things.
Right. It seems like a really disproportionate punishment that they're threatening for not filling out this card and giving it back. And I don't know why that is, why they choose to do that. But, you know, if I don't fill out this card, you're going to give me a $250,000 fine. Why? What is it about this card that you need to get back? I mean, you knew enough to, the government knew enough to send me the card.
Right.
Why do they have to have me fill it out and send it back? What am I assenting to?
Also, it says here on their website, sss.gov, it says here that all male U.S. citizens and males living in the male aliens living in the U.S. who are 18 through 25 are required to register with the Selective Service. Really? Well, how was that requirement created? How was the obligation to fill out your little form created upon me?
Right. Hmm?
At what point did I consent to this particular agreement? How is it I'm required? I mean, maybe that would be okay to write them back and ask them a few questions. You know, how was the obligation created upon me as a brand new adult in America to take part in this program, especially considering that I'm against the draft? That I'm not interested in military service, and I certainly won't serve, even if you want me to. Because I would presume that many of the people that don't sign the Selective Service card are also not in favor of the draft, right?
At least not in favor of them going in for the draft.
Because that's what the Selective Service is in existence for. You might ask yourself, well, they ended the draft back in the 70s, so...
Then the question is begged, why do we still have the Selective Service, and why do you still have to fill out a card?
Well, the reason why is because, A, they don't like getting rid of government bureaucracies, but, B, they might bring back the draft. This organization, the Selective Service, exists to reinstitute the draft. They exist to handle the draft procedures should the draft be reinstituted. Should the federal government flip the switch back on for the draft, the Selective Service is supposed to be at the ready with a whole list, a database full of draftable individuals in this country that they can go and send their draft cards to.
Mm.
That's what this organization exists for. And so if you are against the draft...
As far as I'm concerned, that's a despicable reason for its existence.
Right. It's absolutely an anti-freedom organization. Of course, it's the government. The government tends to be anti-freedom. But the draft is one of the most anti-freedom things the government can do because it's absolutely plucking people out of their productive lives with, they've got jobs, they're producing products and services in the marketplace, in the economy. They're a valuable person in the economy. And the draft just sucks them right out and puts them on a battlefield somewhere so they can die. It's slavery. That's what the draft is.
Right.
It's an awful thing, and it needs to be opposed. And I hope our listener has enough courage to either not sign the card or perhaps send it back or send a letter back asking them questions about obligations and how they were created, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd be happy to sign your card if you can prove to me how an obligation was created that I sign it. You know, or how the obligation was created upon me to sign this card, if you are indeed claiming I'm required to, where was the requirement created?
Right, and really, what's a signature? If I'm required to sign something by the government, by the force of law. What good is my signature? It was gained under coercion.
Well, that's also maybe another option you can consider. There are a lot of people who suggest writing under duress underneath something that you were coerced into signing. If indeed they're saying they're going to put you in a jail cell if you don't sign this piece of paper, and all you have to do is sign the piece of paper to not get put in a jail cell, perhaps you should consider writing under duress underneath your name. Or all rights reserved under duress, something like that.
All rights reserved is kind of confusing. Under duress is pretty clear what you're saying.
Yeah. So to consider that as an option as well. And, of course, we've seen indicators pointing to the draft. Maybe the winds have been blowing for a draft. The military is sort of running dry on its recruits. The Army has been missing its recruiting goals several months in a row. They've been missing the recruiting goals here and there throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
They have to keep...
For the Army.
Right. They have to keep upping the ante. They have to keep upping the bonuses and all of that. And they're having trouble retaining people. They're having trouble recruiting new people. And you've got a neoconservative government that wants to continue invading countries around the world. They're going to run out of troops sometime. And it doesn't seem like they're pulling them out of any of the 130 nations that they currently occupy. I mean, that would be one way to get some extra troops is, you know, pull them out of Korea and the other places that they're currently occupying.
Okinawa, Germany.
Yeah. They are doing
Turkey.
That. They want to expand the bureaucracy. They want more troops. And in order to do that, eventually they're going to have to rely on a draft. I don't want my name in that running. No, thank you.
You know, that's how government works. Government just gets bigger and bigger. And it doesn't matter whether that government is is the post office. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, your local social welfare program. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's the military. It's all bureaucracy. And it's all bureaucrats, and they all want to have more people under their little purview.
Yep. So let us know what happens with that. Let's go to the phones to an international call, Germany, and it is Marco. Hello, Marco. You're on Free Talk Live. Marco in Germany? Marco going once? Oh, those darn international calls. They're so unreliable. Let's go to Dean in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dean. Dean's gone, too. We're striking out here. All right, so in that case, let's go unscreen to the amplifier line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Hello, Gene, calling from Tennessee. What's on your mind?
Wanted to talk about the draft.
Sure.
Because it seems to me that they cue those notices on your Social Security number. How else would they know where you are and what your age is?
Well, they could get the information from your school, the government high school that you're going to, but yes, the Social Security number is definitely the major factor.
As I've mentioned before, my son, I never got him a Social Security number, and he's 13 now.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 more years, I guess we'll find out if they're going to send him a notification to register for the draft.
Well, I don't imagine your son's attending government school, is he?
No, he's not.
Okay, so then I can't imagine any possible way they would ever send him a Selective Service card.
And I wonder if they have a violation for that as well. That even if you weren't, even if you didn't have a Social Security number and they didn't send you a notice, I wonder if they still say that you're supposed to register.
That you should have known, because ignorance of the law is no excuse and all that malarkey?
Yeah, that's entirely possible. You know, they're going to plan it whatever way they want, but I'm just wondering if there's a way around this system by not having a Social Security number, and I think that it just might do it. And also, of course, never applying for federal benefits.
That's the other thing that you can't do. You're right.
Right. And who wants them?
I certainly don't.
I don't want any part of the federal government, whether it's a benefit or a liability. I have no interest in them.
I presume that if your son, for some reason, does get sent a draft card, you would encourage him to not fill it out?
I would encourage him to not fill it out. That is correct.
And, of course, you'd support him in the event that they did actually come after him, which seems to be fairly unlikely.
I think it would be very small chance that they would do that. It's just like the income tax where they only prosecute just a handful every year to try and make an example of people.
Exactly right. Gene, any other thoughts?
I would like to see an update on Ed Brown, what he's doing.
That's a great question. I'll check into that maybe during one of the breaks here and see if there's anything going on. Usually if there's something going on, there's an Ed Brown thread on nhfree.com. It's something like 300-plus pages of posts.
The biggest thread of all time.
Can we get him on?
Yeah.
Possibly. We've had him on the show in the past. Gene, thanks for the call and the suggestion. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And if there's nothing going on, then what's the reason to have him on the show? We already had him on the show. There's nothing developing. There's nothing happening. It's a standoff. It's a stalemate at this point.
Well, likely we won't have to be able to get him on after the stalemate.
On the way, this is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system with over 250,000 posts. We've got so much to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed 24 hours a day, totally free, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Let's go to the phones. To Kansas City, listening on KCXL. It's Steve. Hello, Steve. Steve, you're on Free
Hello.
Talk Live.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha. What's on your mind?
A lot. Too much, always. But for one thing, people got to do their homework because you're only as good as your research.
Okay.
And I look at a lot of different areas for my research. And another thing that's important to all this is sharing information. People, organizations can't be afraid to share websites because only together in strength will America survive. So sharing information is vital because then you get more people on your side and they can study it out for themselves and have their own testimony. And,
well, we're all in support of information here. It is the information age. Thank goodness for the internet, and Free Talk Live is a part of all that. So what have you had? What do you have to share tonight, sir?
I have acquired a map. For one thing, I make deliveries in a truck to Richard Gebauer out there in Belton.
Most people don't know where that is.
I don't know who Richard Gebauer is either.
Okay, it's what you've been talking about all tonight. The SPP.
Ah, you're talking about the Trans-American Highway they're proposing to build.
Yeah, the name of the port, what's that port? I can't even think of it now, the terminology we're using. In Kansas City, though, they're going to bring all the trucks from, it's a bypass, I think, also for China. China, instead of coming through the ports, they're going to go down to Mexico and pump all the goods through Mexico and truck them up here. I believe every bit that is going to happen. How it happens is not important, but I believe that it is going to happen from based on my research and people I've talked to, other truckers and just people in government, former government agents, all the information I've collected.
Well, I don't really know. Personally, I don't care if goods come in and leave this country. That's trade, and I have no problem with that. My real concern, area of concern, is this concept of the North American Union. Where
that's what I was going to say next. That's the second. That's the other aspect of this whole thing. It's not just goods. It is, they know that that's where they're going. And so they're going to establish this and slowly cook this frog or just slowly blend everything together until they've got exactly what has already been put on the books. They've already met the Canadian Prime Minister, the President of Mexico, and, you know, that's what all that's about, you know. And they know what they're going for. And that's what I was going to get to is I've acquired a map. It was made in 1944-45. It shows, and this relates to Bible prophecy, how the earth is divided into 10 regions. All this regionalization, like we have signs up here in Kansas City where it says, think one, you know, and it's got 50 communities and then
Slow down a second here. Now,
everything's being regionalized. The whole earth.
You're a Bible guy, is that right? You're a Bible guy?
Oh, big time. I study with the smartest man on earth, and we sit there and interpret Bible prophecy all the time. And
So what are you saying? Now, I, as an atheist, I don't know too much about this whole Bible thing. I was a Christian at one time in my life, but I've, you know, flushed all that since then. Mark here, my other co-host, is a believer in a God, but not necessarily in the biblical God. Right, Mark?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
So what prophecy are you talking about here, and how does a road going from Mexico to...
Okay, I'll tell you what prophecy it is, where it talks about... the beast coming up, and if I could look up the scripture, you can look it up online. There's some scriptures available online, but it talks about 13 horns, and then three of them being subdued, leaving 10. And it says that each the kings spend 1 hour with the beast and gain their power. And I believe that it's like Jack Van Impe would talk about. Europe being the 13 kings, and that's not true. It's the whole globe that's going to have these.
So you sort of like
kings.
A biblical numerologist as well at the same time?
I'm sorry?
Are you sort of into numerology as well? The numbers,
I study
mean
it, but this
too?
Has nothing really to do with it. I do look at numerology. I look at everything.
What is it that makes you think? I don't want to sound too callous, but I'm kind of callous to this whole religion thing, so just bear with me. This isn't a personal shot against you, okay? This isn't a personal shot against you, Steve. I'm just trying to understand why it is that somebody would think that an old book written hundreds of years ago has any sort of bearing, has any sort of prophetic ability, when there's never ever been any sort of proof that anyone has any psychic ability ever. I mean, it's just not the case. There's no superpowers to see the future.
There's no claim that the book was written by psychic ability. I mean, it's a bookie, and it does require faith, and it's something that, you know, you make up your mind, you take it or you leave it.
Do you believe in...
I think a lot of it has come to pass already. Israel,
do you believe in predetermination, or do you believe in predestination and fate, if you will?
No, I believe that God knows what you're going to choose, but he doesn't choose it for you.
Now, if God created time, and how can he create? How can he give you the option of choosing if he exists outside of time and he created time?
He created time for our purposes and for his, but he's not dependent on it. Einstein proved all that. It's relative.
I'm not saying that God's dependent or not dependent on time. I'm asking you, how do you have a choice if God created all of time in an instant? Pow. This is the existence. This is how things are going to turn out. Is it that you have a choice?
And if he knows how you're going to choose.
Right. I mean, then he had to,
just because he knows doesn't mean that he's controlling that choice.
No one suggested it was control per se, but you're also saying that if he knows what you're going to choose, then you are indeed predestined to choose it. Even if you're saying he didn't select that choice for you, there's some sort of predestined plan that maybe one of his little minions created for you. Is that what happened?
No, I don't believe that.
Well, it really is all about what you believe, isn't it?
But you are, since time is existent right now, time is encapsulated in its whole. Time exists completely right now. What is going to happen, what happened in the beginning, and what is going to happen all the way to the end of time exists right now. So you are, in fact, predetermined, right?
I don't agree with that you're predetermined.
But I understand what you're saying. How can you have choice if time exists already?
He didn't hear you, Mark.
Those are one of the great things unknown that tries your faith, and you have
it doesn't
to,
try mine.
You have to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't have faith.
This is one of the problems here that occurs for me. Is the end of time? Hold on just a second. Is the end of time? God's going to sit in judgment over me, and I'm going to be like, look, I did my very best with my brain to figure this out, God, and I don't see how I have choice, and if I don't have choice, what difference does it make?
Which means that I didn't have the choice to become an atheist, that was predetermined for me, apparently. Very interesting. Fascinating. Thank you for the call, Steve. 800-259-9231, which, if I didn't have the choice, that means that I've been predetermined to go to hell, right, by all of these religious people's beliefs?
That's why I don't believe in hell.
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8794. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8794. 1-800-330-8794.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine, and door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. In fact, Lori is our newest Shriner. You can see her right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners. 800-259-9231. We just got off the phone with Steve, listening in Kansas City, who was, you know, I kind of feel sorry for people like Steve.
Why is that?
You can believe what you want to believe, okay? That's fine with me. It's your business. If you want to believe in some old book written hundreds of years ago by men, if you want to believe...
Lots of people do believe the Bible is God's word.
I know. A lot of people believe it. I think that number is getting a little smaller over time, which I think is good news. But, you know, if you want to believe this sort of man-created fantasy and believe that it's important to your life and all that, then that's fine. You can spend your life however you want. But... why spend your life obsessing over things like numbers and predictions?
Are you talking about the beast of the north has 10 horns, but if you take away 3 by the king has designated and you multiply that time the height of the Great Pyramid and divide by the number of the years of the reign of the Emperor of Tiberius, you get the 8th and 12th digits of pi?
Yeah, that sort of crap. You know, what are you doing? Why are you spending your time on all this stuff? It seems like some of these Christians, they want... the world to end. It's like they want this, the rapture or whatever. They're ready for it. Give it to me, God. I've got the numerology to prove that the end times are near. And, of course, they've always been saying the end times are near.
Paul said that the end times were near in the Bible itself. I mean, that was 2,000 years ago, nearly.
Right. And the end times haven't
spoken
come
by
yet.
A guy,
you know,
who never met Jesus.
You know what? There was a woman on the side of the road. I don't know if you were here. Were you? I don't know. Were we driving together? No, I think it was with Julia at the time.
There was a woman here in the town that we are that was holding a sign
right,
every day
end,
for a long time.
The end was going to come on, like,
she had a date.
The 23rd of June or something
like
that.
I'm sure that she did some math and, you know, used some biblical numbers and really, really believed it. But the Bible's pretty clear for people that, that are doing these, this kind of numerology, that nobody knows when God's coming, Jesus is going to return. Nobody does.
Yeah,
so don't bother with it.
Of course they don't know, because the whole thing's a fantasy.
Well, the Bible's a great guidebook for how to live. And beyond
I
that,
guess, people, except if you, you know, if you take it all literally and you think that you should stone certain people for certain things that they've done and have sex with their daughters in the case with some of the things that they do. I mean, there's all kinds of things you shouldn't be doing that the Bible says to do.
I'll
so, no, I don't know if I agree that it's necessarily a guide. It has some good bits of information in it.
We'll run back to the New Testament once you start, you know, revealing some problems with the Old Testament. Then why do we include it? I don't know.
Yeah. So, yes, it is a book that has some valuable information, but so do a lot of other books out there written more recently. And anyway.
And besides, morality, for the sake of morality, works. Your life will be better and work well if you're moral, period.
Yes, I'm an atheist, and I can be a moral person, too, believe it or not. 800-259-9231, so if you want to call in and regale us with your numerology crackpottery, you're welcome to do so, or bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier Line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to make a comment about this guy who had called talking about Revelations.
Yes.
And I wanted to make the observation that many historians believe that Revelations was talking about what was going on 2,000 years ago, and was not forecasting the future at all.
Right. A lot of people do believe that, in fact, that Paul, and that it may very well have been a different Paul entirely. No, John, excuse me. It might have been a different John entirely that wrote Revelations. Wasn't referring to anything in the future, but was referring to politics at the time that he was on Patmos.
Right, and he was writing in code so that he wouldn't be discovered, because... Well, kind of like today, if you say the wrong thing in print, somebody will come along and kill you.
Yeah, but, it could happen. Not so much today, but more so then.
Well, it was a lot more open then, and certainly I'm not suggesting that people are dying, but there have been in Russia a few journalists who have died in mysterious manners.
Mm, yeah,
some have been outright killed. Have been shot. So it still does happen today.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I wanted to say about just forecasting in general is when you speak in very broad terms and you're saying I'm predicting the future, if you do it correctly, you could make any situation look like, oh, look at that, he predicted the future.
Sure.
That's
the more vague you are, the better the better accuracy you'll have.
Right. Nostradamus was great at doing that. When this star and that star align, then this giant toad will fall on this small fly, and the small fly will...
Yeah.
Be gone.
Nostradamus had a whole bunch of stuff he wrote down, the ramblings of a madman. Very few of them can be pointed out. You know, you can even scramble the letters and turn it into something usable. Yeah,
I think he was quite smart at doing that. I mean, he was able to do it and make it look like, hey, look at that. He was predicting the future, so...
Sure, and it's easy to point out the things you might have come close on, that sort of thing, and push to the wayside all of the mistakes that you've made and all of the mispredictions that you made. It's a lot easier to do that.
If you put on a blindfold and you throw enough darts in different directions, you're going to hit the dartboard.
There you go, Matt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI line for you. I predict, Mark, that we are going to have more phone calls before the night is over.
Likely.
Yeah. It's just pure fantasy. And if you want to go on believing in fantasy, then that's your business. But I actually saw a movie recently, Mark, that I wanted to recommend at least the first half an hour. Zeitgeist is what it is called.
Okay.
And it's sort of like three movies rolled into one. There's the first half an hour, which is brilliant. The second part of the movie is just more kind of 9/11 conspiracy stuff, sort of the same old, repackaged and rehashed. And then the third part is the sort of the bankers, the story of the bankers.
The Bilderbergers.
Which, again, is pretty accurate and worth and believable. But the first third of the movie was really incredible. What the guy did was he sort of really lashed out at a good portion of his target audience, because a lot of the people sort of that watch these conspiracy movies, you might be able to label as Christians. Okay? That's just a general label I'm going to put on them, because there's just a lot of Christians in America, right?
Right.
And
I hope that we don't sound like we're lashing out at Christians.
No.
I just think that there's some issues with biblical stuff, the understanding thereof.
You've got a lot of Christians in the audience.
I've struggled with it all my life. I have looked at these things. I have studied on it.
I went to Christian camp, you know. I was a Christian for a while. Did you wash dishes at a Christian camp ever, Mark, in your life?
I'm sure that I have washed dishes at one of the churches or another that I taught Sunday school at or went to or
okay.
Those kind of things.
But this part,
you don't want to pull out your Christian pedigree on
this part of the movie was brilliant. He spent a half an hour just debunking Christianity.
Okay.
Just, I mean, right out front of the movie, just knocking it out. And he did it so well. And the way he did it was he looked at religions of the past and looked at all the similarities between these sort of religious icons.
Are you talking about Zoroastrianism?
To the sun, right?
Uh-huh.
Basically, he pointed out that Christianity is nothing more than a repackaging of the sun god. Basically, they took the concept of the sun being the god, and they brought the sun down to earth, turned it into Jesus, and all of the other things surrounding the Jesus are pretty much the same as the things in the sun god religion.
So is he saying that Jesus didn't exist?
He made that suggestion in his film.
I've heard people say that. It doesn't seem likely to me.
Well, there might have been some guy named Jesus. I don't know. But either way, he pointed out just some stunning, stunning similarities between the Jesus religion and virtually all of the religions that came before it. That it's all based out of astrology. It's all based on the stars and the sun. And that it's just, it'll wow you. And especially if you're a Christian, you really owe it to yourself to challenge your belief system and watch the first 30 minutes of a film called Zeitgeist.
You can see it on the internet?
It's online at zeitgeistmovie.com. It's free. I was blown away. As an atheist, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com. Or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want on the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go and vote for us in the podcast awards. It's done once a year. We've won it 2 years in a row. The 2 years they've had it up until this year, we've won them both. And we can win again. We're in the political category this year, as we were last year. The competition is much hotter this year. There's a lot more shows competing for the award. Mm-hmm. So we need you more than ever. Go to podcastawards.com. Scroll down. Find the political category. Vote for Free Talk Live. You can do it today, and you can do it once a day all the way through August 11th. So there's only 5 more days left. We really need your help with this. Podcastawards.com. Scroll down to the political category, vote for Free Talk Live. It makes a big difference for us because us having that award is it helps you selling the show, Mark. It makes us seem more important, that sort of thing. Like, oh, man, won an award.
Got an award.
So anyway, podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Tom in Salinas, listening on
All right.
Hey, KSCO. Tom, listening on KSCO.
I'm a first-time caller, and this is exciting.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just wondering, what do you think we owe our country?
We owe our country? I don't think we owe our country anything. That's sort of like a collectivist concept,
like,
don't you
think? That's what it sounded like to me, too.
Don't you think that's sort of like a collectivist-sounding concept?
Okay, you want all your rights, but you don't want any duty, do you?
What do you mean by that, sir?
You don't want to do anything for the country. You just want to do whatever you want for yourself.
Wait, now, do you mean the country or the government?
The government, I guess.
Right. See, I don't want to have anything to do with
the country. It sounds like you're running our country down.
No, no, no. I love America. I love freedom and liberty and the concepts this country was founded on. What I don't love is what the government has done to it, sir.
What do you do for it?
I produce a radio show for people to listen to.
In your radio show, it's like you down everything. You down the government. You down God. You down everything that I... You like shows that bring down people.
Actually, I'm just talking about my belief system, and here you are on the radio talking about your belief system. If you love the government, then, I mean, are you a government lover, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so do you object to us downing the government, then?
I object to you downing God. You guys, it's like it's okay to be an atheist, but you don't have to knock everybody else that believes in God.
Well, the religious guy.
Hold on
Joe,
just a second. I have been very good at moderating this, and I don't think we've taken any shots at Christians.
You haven't?
Not a single one, no. I mean,
well, I said it's kind of silly to believe fantasy.
I have pointed out very clearly some problems with believing in predestination.
Well, just the fact that you said the Bible is just a bunch of hooey.
Well, that's my personal belief system. And,
it's
old book, sir, written by men. And, you know, I don't take it personally.
Hold
that's
on,
your
just
business.
A second. Just a second.
How could you not take it personally?
Hold on just a second. Did I not say that the Bible was a good way to live your life?
Not really. You said go with your personal beliefs.
What?
And,
I didn't say anything like that. I said that the Bible was a good roadmap on how to live your life.
But it's okay. He's
did
only
you just
hearing
jump in,
the...
Did you just jump in the middle of the segment last hour? Or the last segment?
No, I've listened to the whole thing.
Then you are selectively listening, sir. Because I have been very, very clear that the Bible is a good moral compass.
I have no problem with people being religious. You can believe in the Bible, believe in the Torah, the Koran, whatever the heck you want to believe in. That's your business. But
you said it was a bunch of hooey.
Hold on just a second.
If somebody believes in something and it's, you know, it's very important to them, why do you down that? Why don't you just say, well, that's nice that you believe that?
If you thought that somebody, like if an adult believed in in Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy, would you keep that to yourself?
Okay. Well, the fact that you believe that there is no God is the same that the fact that I believe there is a God.
Tom, you're talking
so,
to somebody
so
who does believe there's a God.
Back and telling
Tom,
me that
Tom, there are two people on the show. Tom, there's two people on the show. I believe in a God. I don't.
Trying to process that, Tom? You okay?
Well, I'm okay. I'm listening, but it's like...
Tom?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm in trouble.
I know you are. It's okay.
Thank you, brother.
Look, we appreciate you calling. We appreciate you listening. And
thanks for clearing it up. You know, the fact is, I do believe that the Bible is a good moral compass, and it's a way to...
except for all the immoral, terrible things that are in it.
What are you talking about?
Like stoning people.
Well, come on. Nobody stones anybody. And, you know, mostly Christians are good people here in America.
Hating gays.
Come on. Not every Christian hates gays. And what I was taught at my church was, hate the sinner, not the sin.
Okay.
Hate the sin, not the sinner. Pardon me.
Whatever.
You know, they don't hate the sinners. They, you know, think that being gay is a sin, and I don't think that it is, personally. I don't
Look,
think
you know what?
Problem.
I've got a lot of books up in my, I've got some books that are up on my bookshelf. If you want to denigrate the books that I read, I won't take that personally. So I don't understand why you take it personally if I'm telling you that I think the Bible is nothing more than fantasies created by man, just as all religions have been. Religion was not created by God. Religion was created by mankind in order to control other men.
And I would think a majority of Christians out there don't believe in the ability of man to go through, pick out a bunch of numbers out of Revelation and figure out when the precise date of the end of the world or what's going to happen at the end of the world is going on.
And
that's not going to happen.
It's totally understandable that Christians, just coming across a message like we were talking about, or what I was talking about last segment, about the striking similarities between the Jesus and other gods in the past. For instance, Horus. In Egyptian mythology, the similarities are incredible. Essentially, the people that created the Jesus religion ripped off the older religions, put it all in a brand new package, and sold it to the people of their day. That's what's going on. So I'm talking about this to simply out the fact that your religion is a scam, just like all religions have always been. Now, you're here saying that you believe in a God, Mark, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you believe in the Christian God, right?
I believe in a benevolent God that wants the best for us. I don't believe in a hell. I think that's crazy. I mean, make any sense to me how a fair, just God could send somebody to hell.
And your belief system is just as legitimate as Tom's belief system as any other religious person's belief system. Why is it? I mean, some Christians might say, well, you don't believe in the Bible? Well, no, you don't. But that's okay. You still believe in a God. Does that mean you're going to go to hell? Some Christians would say yes, some Christians would say no. Even the Christians don't agree on what they believe.
On who's going to go to hell, that's for sure. I mean,
right.
Some of them believe that all the other religions are going to go to hell, and some of them believe that, some the good people will go to heaven.
I'm looking at a list here of some of the comparisons. I'll just give you five of them, okay? Because there's so many of them. Horus, we're comparing Horus with Jesus now, okay? Conception, both conceived by a virgin. The father, the father of Horus was the only begotten son of the god Osiris. The father of Jesus was the only begotten son of Jehovah. The mother was named Mary from Horus.
That's not exactly right. Jesus was the only begotten son of Jehovah. Not the father.
Sorry. Miriam, apparently also known as Mary, was the mother of Jesus.
But of course, Jesus' name was actually Yahshua. So
that's mentioned here as well. Birth location in a cave for Horus, in a cave or stable for Jesus. Annunciation by an angel to Isis, his mother, for Horus. By an angel to Miriam, his mother, for Jesus. Birth heralded by the star Sirius, the morning star, for Horus. For Jesus, an unidentified star in the east. Announced by angels on both counts. Also witnessed by shepherds on both counts. Witnesses to the birth. Three solar deities for Horus. Three wise men for Jesus. I give you more than five. There's another 20 listed here on this list. I mean, it's just, and it's not just Horus either. It's other gods that have been worshipped in the past. I mean, I know this sounds iconoclastic and everything, and it is. What I'm telling you here is that if you've always believed in this, it's only because your mom and dad told you you should, and the people they hung around with told you you should. It's not because it has any legitimacy. Somebody wrote a book a long time ago, and a lot of people fell for it. You've been duped.
I don't know that it matters very much what people's religion is. I don't know why. I don't know why atheists in general want to harp on religion.
Well, the guy called in, and that's what led us to this. I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about bisexuality. We had an email about that. I'll hold it till tomorrow night. Let's go in the meantime to Bill in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill going once. Bill going twice. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering how you became atheist.
Great question.
So I just wanted to say, thanks to my friend Decod.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate hearing from you. The question about the atheism. When I was I used to go to Christian camp. As a young person, went to church, went to Christian camp year after year. And, you know, the more I learned about the Christian religion, the more questions I had. Because that's the kind of guy I am. I question things. And I found that when I would ask the questions that I wanted to ask, I wasn't really getting the answers that I was looking to get. In many cases, I was kind of dodgy or, you know, sort of stock answers like, well, the reason why children crash off the side of a cliff in a bus is because God has a plan for those children. Just really kind of answers that didn't really satisfy me and inevitably led me to the logical conclusion that religion is a fantasy and there's no scientific proof that there is a God. And if there ever is, then that'll be a very interesting day. Until then, I'm an atheist. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Mark, who believes in a God?
Right.
Sort?
I'm not
we'll see you tomorrow night online at
the
Anytime Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my son